8 minutes past eight, John S. Doyle is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The Irish Independent reports that detectives are investigating if it was a row over food that led to a 17-year-old being stabbed to death at a Thusla residential unit in North Dublin yesterday morning. The Irish Times reports that a murder investigation is underway after the boy, believed to be from Ukraine, was attacked at the Grattan Wood complex in Donaghmede. The Irish Daily Mail also says he was Ukrainian and that he had only arrived in Ireland in recent days. In the Irish Examiner's lead story, it is reported that Gardaí are hoping that eyewitnesses to the incident can shed light on what happened. The boy who died is named in the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun lead stories. The Times leads with its opinion poll carried out by Ipsos B&A through interviews with 1,200 people on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. The poll suggests that the independent candidate Catherine Connolly has 38% support, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys 20%, the Fianna Fáil candidate Jim Gavin, who has withdrawn from the contest, is shown with 5%. The Examiner reports on its front page that Heather Humphreys has confirmed that a charity event she attended in Monaghan earlier this year is being investigated by Gardaí. There is no suggestion of wrongdoing on the part of Ms. Humphreys, the paper says. That news is carried in other papers too. And Ms. Humphreys' statement that she attended the event in good faith is widely reported. As to what qualities are required in a president, Sarah Burns reports in the Times from a cattle mart in Kilcullen, County Kildare. She was told by Leslie Hunter, a beef farmer from Athy, "You want someone who is used to talking to the likes of Trump or Putin and making peace with them." Whatever about making peace, the governor of the state of Illinois in the United States, J.B. Pritzker, a Democrat, has positioned himself among the most visible and unflinching figures of the resistance to Donald Trump. That's according to Karen Tumulty in a column in The Independent, syndicated from The Washington Post. She quotes Pritzker as saying, 2 days after Trump's second presidential win, "You come for my people, you come through me." More recently, the governor said, commenting on the actions of President Trump in the meantime, "In a normal circumstance, the Congress of the United States, no matter what party controlled it, would not just accept what's happening and have no hearings about it. So," he said, "the first thing that happens is that we need to flip the Congress in November of 2026. The Times has a four-page supplement on the Irish presidency, explaining it all for second-level schools. There have been 9 presidents so far, and inevitably they are ranked from 1 to 9. Among the things the pupils will learn is that number 2 in the Times ranking, Douglas Hyde, first president and one of the founders of the Gaelic League, was expelled by the GAA, an organisation of which he was patron, for having attended a soccer match between Ireland and Poland. As Kevin Rafter points out, Hyde declined to bow to the pressure. He said that as president, he was the representative of all the people and not just one group or sector. The Examiner, in an editorial, welcomes the arrival of Rory Gallagher's Fender Stratocaster guitar in the National Museum at Collins Barracks in Dublin, where it joins a pair of slippers worn by Michael Collins while he was on the run during the War of Independence. The next question, says the writer, is whether the Changing Ireland exhibition will be moved out of Collins Barracks and taken on the road. The title is not Changing Dublin, after all. Given how closely Gallagher is identified with Cork, the paper says, there would surely be a strong argument to have his old guitar exhibited on Leaside, and Michael Collins's old slippers as well, come to that.
John S. Doyle, thank you.